Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to the On the Mat Wrestling Show SmackDown Live recap with Giancarlo Aulino. Here we go this week, Toledo, Ohio, SmackDown hosted SmackDown. So, Giancarlo, what did you think of SmackDown overall?
So much better than Raw. Like, night and day. Just, I don't know what they're doing on Raw, but whoever's writing that show and part of the creative, just watch SmackDown and how simple it is, just the build-up to the next match and how they transition from the beginning to the end and not showing a recap of the first segment 10,000 times throughout the show. It's so much, like, way entertaining to watch.
All right, before we begin, Pedro Romales passed away today, and they had a graphic honoring Pedro Morales. Of course, he was a great Mexican wrestler, and he was an Intercontinental Champion. The show started off with the shakeup from last night's Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair made her way to the ring, sort of gloating and everything like that. So what did you think of the opening segment?
I thought it was great how they picked up where they left off last night with Charlotte starting off this, starting off the show and coming in and cutting that great promo. Shows that she was really the heel in this whole thing, saying that Becky was basically a flash in the pan and that Charlotte's going to be a Hall of Famer in the future. And Becky, she just had really a few good months. And I think going forward, Becky and Charlotte are going to carry this feud more on SmackDown while Ronda's on Raw. So that was a great promo by Charlotte. And hopefully Ronda's taking notes of how to cut a promo because that's how it was done.
Fire and Desire, Iconics, Carmella and Naomi in the opening bout of the evening. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so what we saw on Raw last night, Sasha and Bayley, because they lost, they're going to be starting the match on Sunday night. Tonight we saw in this match Fire and Desire lose, and we saw Naomi get her revenge on Mandy Rose, and she pinned her. So Sunday night we know that the first two teams starting the match are going to be Fire and Desire and the Boss Hog Connection.
Well, who cares? That's the truth. Who cares? That's actually the better for boyfriend of Mandy Rose, myself, because I see Mandy Rose more on TV, right? And she'll be sweating at the end of the match, and, oh, that's a desire. Or is it fire? I don't know. All right, so we got an announcement that Mustafa Ali's is out. He'll be replaced by one of the New Day. What they do there also, right, Giancarlo?
Yeah. And we saw later on, we'll talk about that. It ended up being bad for Mustafa Ali because if this was a replacement, just imagine what it would have done for him to have that kind of performance in this match.
All right, then The Miz and Shane McMahon, McMiz TV, came out with the Usos, ended up with the Usos kicking down Shane McMahon and The Miz. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a fun segment. The Usos were basically saying that Shane McMahon and The Miz aren't really a tag team and they don't know each other as well as they know each other. And then Miz was feeding Shane McMahon some lines and answers of what his favorite minor league team is and what his favorite color is. So that was funny. And it was another great poem by The Miz and hyping up this matchup and the Usos bringing up that intensity even more. So I wasn't looking forward to this match going in, but after that promo, I'm curious to see where they go with that at Elimination Chamber.
All right, then it was the elimination match, with the participants in the main event. And who was the replacement, Giancarlo?
So first, Big E was making his way to the ring. He stopped. Then Xavier Woods made his way. He stopped, and we finally see Kofi Kingston officially enter the match to a great pop from the crowd. And you know, Kofi has been a successful singles competitor in the past, like 10 years ago. He carried the Intercontinental title. Him and Dolph Ziggler had some great feuds. So it was great to see him in a singles matchup, especially this gauntlet matchup. He was like the MVP in this. He was in the match at least an hour, and he eliminated the WWE champion, the new Daniel Bryan, clean with the Trouble in Paradise. Had another big elimination of Jeff Hardy, then Samoa Joe, and AJ Styles unfortunately submitted him, and Randy Orton was the guy who came out on top of this match in quick fashion with an RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, and who stated several months that it's going to be Randy Orton and AJ Styles?
You did, Joe.
All right, so again, Randy Orton basically taking on AJ Styles for about 13 seconds, and then the RKO, like you said, out of nowhere. That's how you concluded this week's edition of SmackDown. But, you know, we have news. We have news, Giancarlo. All right, Giancarlo. Do you want to spoil the news, or should I start it off with some all... I need sound effects. Giancarlo, can you give me the sound effects there?
All elite.
Yes. This is breaking news. You don't hear this anywhere but here. The Cat, Ernest Miller, will be on StarCast. Also, Ernest Miller, there's going to be, from what I hear, a battle royal. I don't know if it's going to take place at StarCast or at the Double or Nothing pay-per-view or whatever. But The Cat, Ernest Miller, will be taking part of it. Now, this is more breaking news. All Elite Wrestling, from a source, has talked to Goldberg. I don't know if they're going to sign him, but they have talked to Goldberg. They also have talked to the Batista. They have also talked to Batista. Batista had a meeting with the WWE last week, and Batista had a meeting with All Elite Wrestling this week. They have talked to Batista. Okay, so when, everybody wants to know, when is the TV deal going to be announced by All Elite, or do they have a TV deal? The plans are in October to have a weekly All Elite Wrestling show in October. Also, May, you know, the May 2-4 weekend, they'll have that Double or Nothing event in Las Vegas. Then also, they will have an event in July or August in Jacksonville. And also, All In 2 will take place in August, September in Chicago. And the TV will start in October. So that is huge news for All Elite Wrestling. Also, there are rumors going around that Dean Ambrose will be allowed to be wrestling at the Double or Nothing show in May, at I think it's May 25th. Vince Russo has had communication with Shane McMahon about coming in to be a consultant for the WWE. Yes, consultant for the WWE. And look for Kevin Owens, as you saw his vignette on Raw. He'll be coming back, like he said, in a month time and play. You know, Giancarlo, they had a Mr. Perfect gimmick. Well, he'll play the anti-Mr. Perfect. He'll be, you know, good at, not perfect, garbage at playing sports, but perfect in wrestling. So look for Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn should also be coming back soon, but from what I hear, 6 weeks in the WWE. And for those people who are just wondering, Becky Lynch is still going to be a part of WrestleMania, a three-way dance. It's going to happen there also. Plans were nixed from having a Nia Jax Dean Ambrose match at WrestleMania. I don't know. They got some calls from what I hear from angered sponsors. Also, as I reported months ago, Fox Sports will be carrying NXT, not Fox itself. Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2 will be carrying NXT. Also, it's not set in stone that SmackDown will be on Fridays on Fox, okay? So it's not set in stone that Fridays SmackDown on Fox. Also, Impact Wrestling, as you know, is going to come back to Toronto on April 28th. I have heard that Impact Wrestling is trying to work out a deal with, well, All Elite and all these other organizations to sort of, you know, be in control with all these wrestling organizations, not have, you know, Impact, All Elite, WWE, everything like that. That's a smart move there. Ty Dillinger, you know, he has stated that he wants to go back to NXT. So, you know, maybe look for Ty Dillinger to be back in NXT. Giancarlo, anything else that I missed or that you want to state?
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. You covered it all. But the Impact Wrestling thing, I think, is interesting. And I agree with you that they should really look towards other promotions like All Elite. They're doing something with AAA and Mexico. You know, their TV numbers aren't good at all. Like, they were reportedly getting a little over 12,000 viewers for a wrestling show that's been on, you know, over 10 years now. And that's not a good look on the promotion. They've rebranded so many times. I think now's the time. They have this global wrestling network. They should look at All Elite Wrestling, sell the tape library, merge together, and go forward, because I don't see where Impact Wrestling's going from here.
All right, Giancarlo, we'll be back later on this week with our friend Steve Carney to preview and predict the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. But Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino. Check us out later on this week. We've got some MMA interviews from Bellator. It's a big event this Saturday, so look out for those and check out my articles on barnburner.ca.
And again, big news, Ernest Miller will be in StarCast. Nobody else is reporting it. I also heard that Ernest Miller will take part of some sort of battle royal, maybe at the Double or Nothing pay-per-view, but maybe part of StarCast. Goldberg is in talks with All Elite Wrestling. Joseph Pasek for Barnburner.